Vechoyres, Perek Vov Mishnu Yud Aleph. Znav ho egel, she'ena magas la'arkoiv. The tail of an animal, a tail of an egel, that's so short that it doesn't even reach when it's sagging, it doesn't even reach the joint of the leg. On this type of case, Amru Chacham kol marbis ha'agolim kein, most ha'agolim are like that. Kol zman shehem magdilim him nimtochos. Most of them are short, and as they grow, the zonov grows with it, and it grows and it hangs lower. So mela, if it's grown up, and it's not magia ad lamata me'arkoiv, that's a mum. Leizeh arkiv amru, which joint of the leg? Rabbi Chanina ben Atik Nesayma, la'arkiv shebe'emtza yorek. The joint in the middle of the leg, where the thigh meets the bottom leg. We would learn more about this this musig in Bechayrit, in Chulin, legabe Trefis. That's the psul. Al'elu mumin, sheikhtin zabachor. On these mumin, sheikhtin zabachor, we've pointed out that the aloch of sheikhtin zabachor, the animal is considered a full balmum, is only on a mum begoli. A mum baseser would not matter until there's a mum begoli. We can't be makvir al gabe mizbech, but it's not mafkir the kedushas aguf. The Mishnah adds, "Upsuli hamigdash niftin alem." This is not a halacha dafka by bechor. This is a halacha by any psuli hamigdash. That when does the animal become posel akrov? When is it mafkir the kedusha? Only when it has a mum begoli, and this whole list is included. And with that, we go into Mishnah Yud Beis. Elu asher ein shechten alein leib amigdash v'leib amedina. These are the animals where you're not allowed to be sheichet. The animal is still considered having kedushas aguf, even though being makrivit right now is a psul in the hakrovo. We've said before, several times, that the geder adovel l'chayri is that there's a level of a mum where the animal is not a bal mum b'cheftza, so it's not mafkir kedushas aguf, but it does say the animal's hakrova is not a gantz hakrova, felt in the hakrova, and therefore the animal is posul. Deikin shabayin l'marshal. The best example of this is the Mishnah in Zvachim that says that a Mishnah, a behemoth that has mum, a doik shebaayin, so the halachas is posel akrova, to the extent where even though it's a posel akrova, it's considered enough of a cheftz of a carbon that if it's olo lo yerid, if it's put on the mizbech, we don't look at it as loimi minataina. You put something on the mizbech, there's no shaks to a carbon, avadim olo yeh, it's not a carbon. Here it's a carbon, but the akrova of the carbon is not akrova. So this is the list. Chavarvod v'amayim she'enem kvuim. These are little drops of white by the eye and the moisture that comes out of the eye, which is a problem that the animal has, but it's she'enem kvuim. It's a mum she'enem kvuim, so you can't be makvuim, but it's not a cheftza of a balmum. V'chitav ha'pnimius, the back teeth. Chitav ha'teeth, the pnimius are the back ones. Shenifkemu, avaloy shenekru. They're not completely out, but they're damaged. There's not a mum shebegolui, and therefore it's not a balmum. Ubal gorov is a type of some type of condition, like a skin condition, like a shkin. Ubal yabelas. Bal yabelas is that it has the wart in the eye that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, but without the sar. The sar is a simen muvik that it's here to stay. The yabelas be'enoi passels up that krov without making it into a cheftz of a balmum. Ubal chazozis. Chazozis is some other type of shchin. You find in other places in Shas also, some type of skin condition. V'zokin v'cholo mezuham. The animal is old. What's called old? Elderliness is a relative term, at least by people. So it has to be that there's some type of objective standard over here. So the Taisyanta brings over here that from other places in the Gemara, where it's tsoin above the age of 2, boker above the age of 3, and the apostle akrov. Take a look at Tiferes Yisrael, another mafarshim. There is a shita that holds that above age is not apostle mamish. It could be lechatchila, we're not makrival, it's kovid amizbeach. But what we're talking about zokin over here, it has signs of age. That means the animal's shaking. What would you call a person who's old? A person's infirm. He can't walk properly. So that's what it would be by a behemoth also. Chayla is a sick animal. Again, what does it mean that he's sick? Sick means you can see his physical signs that the animal's not healthy. Call an animal who has a... call an animal who has a heart condition, an animal who has a chest condition, and is out of breath, he's wheezing, he can't walk properly. That's a chayla. Mizuam is an animal that has a bad smell. Again, it's from some physical condition. Gerada, the Gemara says that these are not svaris. We learned this out from a pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas HaKorbanos, in the very first perek in Parshas Vayikra, but Korban Oilo says, V'im min atzoin, min akvosim min eizim, min is memayit, not the whole thing. What not? Not a chayla, not a zokin, not a mezuam. As they state in the Gemara. V'shenev de boyaveiro, an animal that was a reveya or a nirva. So beyond the fact that it's chayv misa lomazong, that there wasn't a bezer shel chof gimel, etc. So there was no chayv misa, but the fact that it was nev de boyaveiro renders it posel on his bear. V'shehem misa sa odom is the same idea as a nev de boyaveiro. It's a cheftza v'naveiro. Here the animals are retzeach, he didn't get skila, so it didn't fit the bill of Parshas Mishpatim, but Lamaisa it's chalmer psul agov. Now the Mishnah adds over here, alam d'shenekuda. Like we just said, obviously it wasn't chayv misa, with chayv misa you'd kill it. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that the idea that it's nevda by aver shem z'odom was al p'yed echot, and the halacha is that in order to kill a behemoth that's chayv misa, k'misa ban kach misa shor, the Gemara learns out there has to be gepaskin in bezin shalchov gimel, and it needs proper due course in bezin. We don't look at it as an iser. It's an iser v'heta status of a behemoth. So l'chay eid echad nemen b'isurim. No, we see it as a due process. The din is only chal if it's said by two edim in bezin. However, the fact that it's a psul aguf, that's posel carbon, is an iser v'heta status. So for that, eid echad is enough. Or the other pashat oifin is oy al pi habaylum. The Bailam himself knows. He knows himself. He wants to bring a proper carbon. He has the behemoth. It was never the behemoth. It was hemis adam. So it's chal psul aguf. Now we have another case, a famous discussion which comes up in different places in Shas. V'tumtum v'androgynous. Tumtum could be by a person also. That's commonly the application. You want to know on a person who's not nikur physically if he's a zocho or a nekeva. There's a skin that's mechasa the simone min. And Mamela, it's not clear if he's a male or a female. So Mamela, he has dinim. Well, he has dinim. Lagabi kiddushin, lagabi pidyan aben, v'chule. It's mishnayis all over. Vandroginis is he has simone zocher and simone nekevo. So the first Tana, the Tana Kam over here holds that you can't be shaykhidit. Loiba migdash v'loiba medina. Loiba migdash, because maybe it's a nekevo. So maybe it's not a bechor. So Mamela, it's not royal carbon bechor, because it's not a carbon bechor. It's a nekevo. However, maybe it's a zocher. If it's maybe a zocher, so then you can't shecht it, because maybe it's shchut echutz. So the way the Mishnah says that it's a sofik, what it is loy b'migdash, loy b'medina. Rabbi Shmuel loymer, it's loy b'min hatayna. Forget about whether it's a zocher or a keva. That's a mum. Ein mum godl mizeh. That a zocher has every nekeva, or a nekeva has every zocher. Forget about what it is, male or female. It's a bal mum. Now he's talking about an androgynous, not a tumtum. It's not the pshat that it's a sofik zocher and a keva. Maybe it's a bechor. It's not the pshat that it's a bechor, but it's a balmum on the tzad that's a zocher. It's not a bechor at all, because an androgynous is a beria bifnei atzmo. And if it's a beria bifnei atzmo, it's considered a third min. It's not a male, it's not a female, it's an androgynous. And Mamela, Nigzas v'nevad, it's a regular behemoth of Kulin. It's not even a Havamin over here that it's a Bechor. This is a famous Machlokes. And again, like we're saying, the applications over here don't have to be Legabe necessarily Legabe this din. It's Negei all over Shas, but here's one of the places where it speaks out to Machlokes Tanoim, what Nandragas is. Now, one point over here is that Rabbi Shmuel, who says, Ein Mum Godel Mizeh, just says that it's a Bechor Bal Mum. So there's no Havamina that Teshchut Echutz, because it's not Chalon Kedush Zagov. But you can still ask yourself, and it's not mufurish in the Mishnah, what is it? Is it male or female? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is pashut. If it's a bal mum, it still has kedushas bechor. A bechor bal mum is also begizav avayda. So that the Gemara has, the Shad, the Gemara goes back and forth on that. It says, yesh adayin lodun, if it's not a zocher at all, or it's for sure a zocher. Let's put it this way. Is it a sofik zocher? or the fact that it has every zocher with every nekeva means that it's for sure a zocher, but it's a balmum. But then it's also because of avodah. That's the criteria of the Gemara.